Hi, everyone. In these parshios, the makos occur, and then Bnei Yisrael leave Mitzrayim. And I want to just point out a very interesting phenomenon, that if you think about it, the makos that happen take a very long time. So it's the shortest estimate that I saw is at least 6 months, and anywhere up to a year from the time we start with Dum till we finish with Makas Bechoros. So for even 6 months, I want you to imagine the conversation between one Jew and the next. Would you believe what Hashem did for us this week? All of a sudden, like, the water turned to blood. And not only did the water turn to blood, like, if I was drinking out of the same cup as my Mitzri boss, who's been harassing me for so long, and it's been so hard, I was drinking water and he was drinking blood. And he had to pay me an exorbitant amount for all the back wages that he owed me. It was incredible. Hashem's Gvura, Hashem's power over this world is so amazing. Hashem's kindness to me is so incredible. Could you imagine what Hashem did for me? And over and over and over again, for months on end, the Nisim were incredible that were happening. And yet, we're going to discuss in a few weeks how, right, Bnei Yisrael, to get to Matan Torah, had to go from the 49th level of Tumah to the 49th level of Kedusha at Matan Torah. So when they left Mitzrayim, after this entire year, 6 months, a year of seeing constant Nisim, and that being the news and the current events and the constant miracles that are happening, think about now, right? The war that's happening in Eretz Yisrael and the crazy Nisim that you hear coming out of it. And that's all that they talked about for a whole year. And yet somehow when they left Mitzrayim, they were still at the 49th level of Tumah and had to go from there to be Roy for Matan Torah. So Rabbi Ephraim Waxman says that the Bali Musar ask this question. And they say that that's the difference between when we just hear things and when we internalize things. Here they were philosophically very from. They were talking about Hashem all the time. They were externally very from. They were all they would talk about. And the equivalent nowadays, and you see it all the time, is the thank you Hashem, the Hashgacha Pratzah stories, the gratitude journals. All of these things, they could unfortunately remain very external. Coming up is the Yontif of Tu B'Shvat. And we celebrate Tu B'Shvat as what we call the birthday of the trees, right? It's when the trees start to grow again for the spring. And the birthday, by the way, refers to the fact that it's a Rosh Hashanah for them. It's how we count a year of growth for a tree. And it discusses when the sap starts to flow in the almond tree in Eretz Yisrael. That's the day of Tu B'Shvat. And there's no change. If you look at the almond tree on Tu B'Shvat, it doesn't look like it's starting to grow anything. It's completely dormant still. But the growth is internal. That's where real growth happens, when nobody outside could see it. So as we're going through these winter months, we want to make sure that whatever we're learning about, and we hear so many things, and we learn so many things, and we're so actively involved in learning, that we're really internalizing it and making it a part of who we are, and making it so that when we come to Rosh Hashanah this coming year, we're different people. We're at a different level in life than we were a year ago, because not only did we learn, we internalized and we worked on it. I'm going to give some quick ideas to make it practical. When you hear a class, figure out a way to summarize it into one line and just repeating that line every single day for a week. If you take a weekly class, write a new class, a new line every single week, and just repeat it every single day of the week until you've internalized that one concept. Repeat it for more than a week if you need. Pick one mitzvah and really invest in that mitzvah, or one sefer and really invest and learn everything you can around it. Teach a class on it, learn a class on it, and really try to think, like, how does this apply to my life? Take anything that you've learned as a homework exercise from any class that you go to. Take one thing that you're practically going to do, not just think about, but practically do to make a change. Or take a lesson and think of a scenario and apply it. Don't just say, oh, yes, I should judge people favorably. Think of at least three scenarios where you should have judged people favorably. Or make it a target that twice this week actively you're going to judge people favorably. Whatever it is, try to take whatever it is that you're learning and to make it concrete and internal. And try that the growth that you come with, right, that when we, Emirat Hashem, have our own Geula soon, and we are seeing Nisim from Hashem, that they're not just things that happen, but they're things that we internalized and made a part of us and therefore make changes because of. I want to just take this opportunity to say hi to all my former students. This is Mrs. Baghdadi, and I would be happy to hear from any of you if there's ever anything I can do to help. Have a wonderful Shabbos, everyone.